This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour number two continues to roll along here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer with you here. And today's show is brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Let's go to the phones today and get connected to our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. As Jeff is with us. Jeff, you're on WGR.
Hey, great show, guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I want Marner, and I don't know why they signed Bryson. I think he sucks.
All right, let's go in reverse order here because I want to talk about so Jacob Bryson is a seventh defenseman.
It's
a 1 year deal.
Yeah.
Don't get too worked up about it. Maybe an eighth defenseman if they make the right moves throughout the offseason. Cool. Awesome. Whatever. Jeff, Mitch Marner, that you're where I live right now, man. That's my hill to die on, and I've got more evidence for you as to why. There might be a little more cash flow within the Pegula Sports Entertainment realm. They just had a loan forgiven that they had against the league. Yeah, you
Sal,
just perked up, didn't you, buddy?
Sal did bring that up yesterday.
Ooh,
that is right.
Yes. So, yeah, Josh is making a face. You made a face. Everyone listening now is just like, shut up, Derek.
It's going to be for a new Jumbotron.
I hate all of you.
Now there's two.
Now there's two.
So ready? You take that money. Again, you shove Josh on a plane. Not Josh Schmidt, Josh Allen.
Distinction there.
Distinction. You shove.
I'll go along. I don't care.
Yeah, sure. Actually, shove both Joshes on the plane. And go, hey, you're a Bills fan. You know what it's like when this area has a team that is successful. You could be that piece. You could be the piece. Is it the top of my priority list? No. Top four defenseman. Absolutely have to do that. If you have to give up a top six player in order to acquire a top four defenseman, then absolutely go get Marner. Make sure you have to do it. But if I've got a guy who threatens the top five in scoring in the National Hockey League every year, yeah, I didn't have great defensive metrics. I don't care.
Brad. I don't care.
He's a guy who threatens the top five in scoring
yep.
every year. You give him a gunner in Tage Thompson. You think that JJ play was sick? That's every night. You're seeing something goofy and crazy and wild. If you give him Kulik and Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's played with a certified gunner in Austin Matthews.
Yes, he has. Yep.
And those two work pretty well. So go ahead, give him another American gunner.
This year, Mitch Marner, 23 goals, 91 points.
Thank you.
He is well above.
If anyone wants to argue with me about it, just give me the assist numbers.
Just give me the assist numbers, 68 assists in case you.
Politely be quiet.
So we just had this conversation with our boss in
that's why I said politely be quiet, because he was like, they're not signing Mitch Marner. Let me give you 92 reasons why.
So
not even his goals.
Me and our boss are in agreement. I don't think the Sabres are getting Mitch Marner. I think it'd be fun. I'd like them to be involved in the conversation.
The conversation gets more interesting because I bring up the fact that cash flow is again a thing.
Yes. So, but to that point, I want them to be involved in the conversation. I know there's
God, that would be so fun.
There's a lot of rumblings of, you know, no one tries harder than the Buffalo Sabres, because you always hear that they're taking the phones, they're doing all that. I get it. I know. But I am now so locked in on they need help defensively. They need help goaltending wise. I think Mitch Marner's a fun piece and would help them. I don't want to make it sound
also
like he
would get
them.
The community and the Sabres going.
Agreed.
Oh, you're agreed. Spending money again.
Agreed. I would so like the big move, though, of the offseason to be defensively, because I don't think they need a lot of changes. And to be fair, if you're honestly asking me, do you think the Sabres will sign Mitch Marner or go make a big trade to, you know, get a defenseman? I don't think they're doing both. I think it very quickly becomes they're doing one of them, and they will still need help defensively.
I think even if they have Marner. You need to do one first. You need to get the top four defensemen. If you don't do that, Marner is a bit of a luxury good.
Yeah.
But sometimes you have to pay something to get something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to hate saying this because you and I are big stands of J.J. Paterka. But if you have to pay the price of J.J. Paterka going to another team and you get a top four fixture, maybe even a top pairing defenseman,
mm-hmm.
potential kind of guy.
I like that you bring up Paterka.
It's Byram insurance.
Yeah.
And you get a guy that plays with power. Then you have to, all of a sudden, you have a hole in your top six.
And there he goes.
You now all see the vision.
I like the
not to be that guy, but what if you don't get Marner? Then you still have a hole in your top six, and you just created a different need.
Then I curl up in a ball and cry. What's new? Every other Sabres season?
Well, I'm just
right.
saying.
Ultimately, nothing changes, I guess.
Ultimately, nothing changes.
Go get the luxury good first.
No.
And then go the other way.
Well, I do get that. And remember, Vince had a call yesterday. He threw Tage's name in there, and I said it has to be written in blood that I get Marner. Otherwise, I'm not thinking about it. But the vision that he had was it was about Travis Sanheim.
Yeah.
I saw the vision. I get it. That said, that's where you need that insurance. One before the other, I look at it as you need the thing that the team needs right now first. They need right now a top four defenseman. They need a guy that might even be Bo and Byram insurance if he doesn't sign with the team long term. Or if the cap number is too high and you got to get rid of him. But you also need it for a guy that can play next to Owen Power and he can right the ship defensively and become the player that we all expected and hoped that he would be.
Mm-hmm.
How do you fix an issue, though? You have to pay something to get something. I'm running on the assumption at this point that somebody in the top six with the Buffalo Sabres might not be here next year. Might not.
Mm-hmm.
You can still do it with other things. For example, a first-round pick. Isaac Rosén is a player that you could think in the conversation. People will throw in Noah Oslin. I'm saying no thank you, please. But even then, can he crack the roster? We don't know.
Yeah. It's interesting. I like that you did bring up J.J. Paterka, because there have been the rumblings of, will he sign a long-term deal?
And also because there were rumblings at the trade deadline.
Yeah. Yes, there were rumblings. Now, ultimately, I think they kind of
they did
to be
they did debunk
wrong.
Those. Chad DeDominis is saying, mm-hmm. chief amongst them, of like, yeah, no, that they weren't really any sort of conversations like that.
But his name has been brought
his
up
name
so
has
well
been floated.
It might hurt in the moment. It also could be if you get Marner, and then you're looking at it going, man, and if Paterka wasn't even going to sign here, this is a bonus for everybody. We get the defenseman, you get Marner. It sucks to get
even
rid of Paterka.
You move
if
players,
this, yeah,
you move players down the lineup though.
Mm-hmm.
If you sign a player like a Marner,
yeah,
because then Ryan McLeod is a third-line fixture.
Oh, man, he's fun.
Jason Zucker is a third-line fixture.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Greenway, yeah, it's an overpay to be on the fourth line, but by God, then the fourth line gets on steroids because you've got Krebs and Greenway playing there.
Yeah, it all of a sudden gets really interesting to where they're at.
It gets truly fascinating, and Jack Quinn can move up and down the lineup as needed per injury.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the phones. Mike is up next. Mike, how are we doing?
Thanks for taking my call. If you guys sign Marner, are you going to pay him $12 to $13 million a year?
You have to.
Yeah, I think
it's
you have
agency.
To. And ultimately, you're not paying a ton more people big time money. Tage and Norris are your two forwards who are making close to $8 million. They're both at around 7.5. And like we just brought up with the numbers, Mike, thanks for the call. He's got 91 points.
And it's not
no one on the Sabres even close to that. Tage is going to put up 40 goals, don't get me wrong. But in terms of overall offensive points, no one on the Sabres is close to that.
Not even that. No one has been close to that. And Marner has hit 90 points five times in his career now.
Yeah. And Thompson did it.
Sorry, four.
Thompson hit 90 once, right? My screen got blurry. Thompson has done it once.
Yes. You're looking at a guy, though, 94 points in 2018-19. 97 in 21-22. 99 in 22-23. 85 because he missed.
He missed some time.
He missed 21 games.
Some time.
Nope. My math is wrong. Anyway, he missed games. He got 85 points. 85 in 69 games. Now, 91 in 73. He's going to threaten 100.
Small problem. The Sabres have $6.6 million in cap space.
And?
Time to move some people.
Who are you moving?
I'd love the idea of maybe trading Josh Norris.
Yep.
That's fair.
I honestly kind of love the idea. Yeah, I kind of love the idea of trading Josh Norris.
Also, ready? Matias Samuelson's contract.
Samuelson. I mean, there's a big feeling
that
there.
That is the first one I'm moving.
Not to say he's your quote-unquote top four defenseman, but then you have another defenseman gone. You need to bring another guy in.
That's addition by subtraction, son.
I'm not. I'm saying just a person.
Just a
not
person in
the
general.
Person,
yeah.
A
yeah.
person.
Also, if I get that top, like if I make the exchange to get a top four defenseman, for example, I can go ahead and happily say Matias Samuelson's off the team.
Yeah. So I think look.
You need to think about buying him out anyway.
And also in every sport, the good teams can work the cap.
Yes.
They can make room to make
figure
big
it
additions.
Out. Thanks for the bucket of water, though, Josh. Really appreciate that.
Right. But ultimately, no. I think there is a way that they can make that work and be fine. It'll be a lot of money. They don't spend a lot of money, though. That's the problem. I think that's a big part of where I do like the Mitch Marner thing. Give the fan base a shot of adrenaline.
Yes.
Where you're like, hey, this guy. The last time you can honestly say they brought someone in and when everyone went, wait, what? Hall. It was Taylor Hall.
And that was.
And it was bad.
Ugh. That turned out to be a terrible mistake.
You bring
but I look at a guy, though, that has been 90 points four times in his career. He's looking at gunning for 100. Ready? The biggest question with him is playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
Ready? I would love to have that conversation.
I'll worry about that later.
1,000% would love to have the conversation of Mitchell Marner being a struggle in the playoffs. Why? Because that means that we will have made it.
Yeah, I'll worry about that 4 years into bad playoff games. I'm dead serious. I will worry about bad playoff games. Yeah, I'll be 34 by the time I actually care about that. I just need them in the playoffs, guys. I don't need to like immediately have those discussions.
Exactly.
Now, back to the original point of the segment for me, I don't think this is happening.
Probably not.
The cap space plays into it. I also don't totally trust management to really work the cap if they wanted to. And I think defense is such a big need that will be the focal point, I think, for them.
I trust Kevin Adams' ability. It is what he thinks the vision should be is what I don't trust.
Mm-hmm.
But that said, you have a player that has been overly scrutinized in Toronto. And if they say they bow out to Ottawa in the first round.
There we go, baby. There we go.
Oh, my God, he's not signing with the Leafs. Not a chance in hell. And all I need is something to cling on to hope for. But Samuelson's contract, you move on from that, you suddenly are in a conversation unlike no other.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough to get the ball rolling for me.
We will see. 803-0550, the number to call if you want to join in on this conversation. We go back to the phones. Lee is up next. Lee, you're on WGR.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing very well.
Yeah, I want to make a couple points here, and I want to start off with the Pagulas. I understand with the situation with the Bills, and, you know, when they stepped into the Bills organization, you know, the Bills wasn't, you know, they were on the 17-year playoff drought. And when he took over the Sabres, you know, the Sabres were, you know, trying to get into the playoffs. You take a look right now. I can't even watch hockey games. It's so disgusting. But The thing is, don't you feel like that they need a culture change there? Just like the Buffalo Bills needed a culture change. You don't see Pegula at any Sabres games. I haven't seen him. He's always at Bills games, and it's a good time right now to be an NFL owner because you make a lot of money off of TV revenue, and it just seems like he's making more of his money around the Buffalo Bills and doesn't seem like he really cares about the Sabres. It just seems like it's there on the table on a dinner plate, just like, okay, it's there. We'll see where we go from here. You know, they just don't have a culture. And I feel bad for Lindy Ruff because when he was coaching before, there was a culture here. They had great players. And it just seems like they don't want to spend the money. And maybe that's the NHL's fault because the NFL supplies a very reasonable, affordable salary cap with revenue. And every small market team can spend up to the cap, where the NHL, the contracts are guaranteed. So is it the NHL, the ownership, Kevin Adams? I don't know, but they do need a culture change.
Yeah, Lee, I'm in agreement. They've needed a culture change. I will say, though, on ownership, Pegula has like been notably at more games recently.
Yes.
Which was something that I think for some fans was exciting at the thought of like, ooh, is he showing up when they're
is he showing frustrations when they're playing bad in front of him?
I will tell you, me personally, and then Derek, I know you want to get your point in here too. I really don't need my owner front and center. We talked to Jerry Jones in the first hour with Sal Capaccio, and while he's been a great, you know, symbol for the NFL, really good businessman for them, if I was a Cowboys fan, I'd be losing my mind almost every day. I don't need my owner front and center. I don't need to hear yes. every time that they care. At times, I can find it at times laughable when I hear how much they care. And I don't need it.
As a matter of fact, most times, meddlesome ownership sinks a team.
Yep. Look at the Carolina Panthers in the NFL or the Cleveland Browns
for the longest time. NFL. James Dolan with the Knicks.
Yep. Once he stopped kind of meddling and just let basketball people handle basketball.
Shad Khan with Jacksonville.
Yep.
We were already slam dunking on Jerry Jones with Sal in the first hour.
Mm-hmm.
The more meddlesome your ownership is, the more problematic it seems to get. And the other thing about this, Lee, you mentioned like a breath of fresh air sort of thing. This is why I'm pounding the table about Mitch Marner. It's a signal from ownership to fans. Yeah, we'll spend the damn money.
Yeah, the change is coming kind of deal.
That's what it is. It is an opportunity to do something and tell the fan base and communicate to them, yeah, we hear you.
Love the calls. Got to take a quick time out here as we get you ready for Sabres Live coming up at the top of the hour. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive X Point Show right here on WGR.